Welcome to BitCast on Podcast One, the video game podcast with the Axeman.
Welcome
back to another episode of the BitCast.
Oh, okay. You wanna?
Welcome back to the BitCast. I'm your host, Alex the Axeman, and I'm joined here again by
Wario.
That's really on brand for the direction I've been taking that, isn't it?
Okay, so got my brother in here for another episode because it's been a while, and there's an episode I really wanted us to do back during October, but we ran out of October, so we're just gonna do it now in the middle of January, February, because why not?
A nightmare after Christmas, if you will.
Yes. So we're gonna read another creepypasta.
Oh boy, I'm walking into this totally unprepared. I didn't know what we were gonna do today. What's the subject matter before we get into it?
It's actually another Mario creepypasta.
Oh good.
So this is Isoy.
Yoshi?
You are already ahead of the curb.
Oh my. That bodes well.
So it was August 18th, 2012.
Very specific.
Yeah, this is like a few months after the blood whistle took place.
Okay, so
we're back in 2012.
August 18th, to me, has always been the quote-unquote first day of school.
Generally around that time.
So, I'm thinking, I'm a junior at this point.
Yeah, and I was, starting my second year of college. So, August 18th, which was the day before New Super Mario Bros. 2 was released for the 3DS.
Was it released on the 3DS?
Yeah, New Super Mario Bros. 2.
That doesn't say, it does say New Super.
Yeah, I'm holding my copy of the game for him right now.
That's the one with all the coins up in it.
Yep. So, okay. Which is the day before New Super Mario Bros. 2 was released for the 3DS, as well as the year that the Wii U would be released, along with many other games, such as New Super Mario Bros. U, Zombie U, Luigi's Mansion 2 Dark Moon, Paper Mario Sticker Star, and many other great games.
Tune in to Nintendo Land's Indie World to see...
Yeah, it basically feels like an advertisement. Also, obligatory call-out of the fact that he included Sticker Star as a great game.
Also obligatory.
When everyone hated it.
That was all one sentence. And that's most of the first paragraph.
Yeah.
What an opening. Bold choice.
This story is about my creepy encounter with one of these games, New Super Mario Bros. 2.
Oh, the first game he mentioned? Didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Oh, is he planning, a series, and this is, the order in which he's gonna cover these?
No, it's...
Alright, so, by the way, he's titled this one after some secondary character, but backwards. Would Luigi's Mansion 2 be called Daggy?
Side note. Yeah, this is in the story. Side note, this is written in a future perspective in which it is supposedly being written 8 years after the events occurred, which obviously isn't true since it's October 2012 as I'm writing this.
If it's in a future perspective, you can just say it's in past tense.
Why is he taking the time to tell us that this is 8 years after 2012 in this story? Why is he breaking immersion immediately for this?
Hey, this is written as if it's 2020. This is actually, weirdly on point. Is this gonna, turn into some weird supernatural stuff? I just come here thinking I'm gonna do a podcast, but you're actually, a demon luring me in with weird creepypastas?
Yeah, I'm actually Man-Axe.
I knew it.
Less than a year prior to New Super Mario Bros. 2 release was Super Mario 3D Land's release, and considering I'd loved the cape in Super Mario World and the Tanuki suit in Mario Bros. 3, I purchased both games.
This is reading like a Wikipedia article.
There was only so much to do in Mario 3D Land, and I 100% completed it in less than a week. Granted, I did spend almost half of my week playing it and another quarter playing Mario Kart 7 and messing around with the features of my newly acquired 3DS, leaving me waiting for the next Mario game to come out, eager for something else to do. This explains why I was so eager to get New Super Mario Bros. 2 that I got it on the release date, which was August 19th, for those who don't know.
Thank you, I didn't.
Well, August 19th in America. I'm not quite sure when it was released in Japan.
I wonder what you could use to find that out.
Are we at the scary part yet?
I mean, it sounds like it, the way this is written.
I looked at the downloadable version's price, and then I went to my GameStop to see if someone had purchased it, decided they didn't like it, and brought it to GameStop, and sure enough, some people did.
You could say the same thing with a lot less words.
In fact, they had one returned copy left. That implies there were a lot of returned copies? But there was no picture on the front. Rather, a really crappy label that read New Mario 2 in sloppy cursive handwriting. This was the day it came out. How are they already, like, resorting to, like, store-made covers like that?
Well, I mean, they usually do that to, like, save the...
For old games!
Studio. But yeah, they would sell it in the actual box. And who writes in cursive? You're going to get more people complaining that they can't read it. I'm nitpicking.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's plenty to unpack here. We haven't even gotten to the good stuff yet.
He went to GameStop and then brought it back to GameStop.
At the time, this didn't bother me much, and I bought it anyways. It was a dollar cheaper than the downloadable version, which was $39.99, if my memory serves me correctly. And I'm one for saving money, even if it's only a dollar.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you buy it online, you won't pay taxes in 2012.
Yeah. When I went to the counter and purchased it, the cashier didn't freak out about how I should just take it for free or anything. He just told me I was $38.99 in the hole. So I paid for the game, gave the cashier a $3 tip, and left the store.
Okay. You can't complain about saving money and then throw it away.
I have to save everything, even the dollar. By the way, $3 tip.
Here you go.
I'm thinking he kind of has a thing for the cashier.
Really likes the cashier. Because they were so kind to let them know that there was only one copy left. Yeah, go ahead.
As soon as I got home, I registered the game on Club Nintendo's website. Rest in peace, Club Nintendo.
Why?
Then instantly took the game out of its case and snapped it into my 3DS.
That's the wrong way to put it into a 3DS.
As I turned on my 3DS, I noticed the home menu was no longer there, but replaced with four options. The game, New Super Mario Bros. 2, of which the logo wasn't what it should be, but instead it was a picture of Yoshi, but its eyes were bloodshot, and the white of his eyes weren't really that white, they were more disturbingly noticeably different shade of red, yet the difference was barely noticeable at the same time.
Yoshi's on that good, you know.
There was blood dripping from his chin. Does Yoshi have a chin?
Just barely. Yeah, it's more like a little flap under his nose.
I had to go look at a Yoshi poster that I have just to make sure he had a chin.
Yoshi has a very small jaw.
No, he's the anti-Jay Leno. This freaked the crap out of me as I instantly shut off the system.
Dude, chill.
The other three options, before I continue with the story, were... Oh, I'm glad you could pay attention to the other options while bloody Yoshi was on screen.
How old is this guy if he gets freaked out at a bloody Yoshi?
I mean, to be fair, I don't think I would expect bloody Yoshi out of nowhere.
Of course I wouldn't expect it, but it wouldn't freak the crap out of me, you know?
I'd be a little startled by it. But anyway, the other options were DS Download Play, PictoChat... and Game Boy Advanced Cartridge Play.
What?
Although PictoChat and GBA Cartridge Play were crossed out since the 3DS didn't have those features. The original DS and DS Lite, however, did. That's the other reason I freaked out.
Oh, old software, no!
I now owned two DS Lites, or so I thought. Later, I'd taken the cartridge out and found that everything that was on my 3DS prior to this incident was perfectly intact. After turning the system on and off again several times, thinking it was a glitch... Why do they always think it's a glitch?
If it's hacked. Which is what I'm thinking... Okay.
This game's been out for a day! Who's hacked it?
So far what I'm getting from this is some dude bought it, put some viruses on it. Why, though? What information would you possibly want out of a DS of anything? And then just sold it back to GameStop, and they didn't check to make sure it was all kosher.
You know what I think? I think he just wanted to write a Mario horror story and just went for the most recently released one at the time for prominence.
Look at you with your facts and logic.
Yeah, I destroy creepypastas with them.
Good job.
I realized nothing would change and decided to select the game, When I did, however, the console shut off again, making loud popping noise as it did. It turned back on 1 or 2 seconds later. When the console restarted, I started the main menu of the game, looking as I had seen it on Game Explain and various other videos I'd seen on YouTube. This is a sponsored creepypasta.
Yeah. He was given some money by many sites to write this.
It has to be. Game Explain, GameStop, Club Nintendo, the many great games for 3DS coming up.
Okay, if you buy a game at GameStop, where else would you bring it back?
Do you think Reggie wrote this creepypasta?
Reggie wrote this creepypasta. We found your account, Reggie. Watch out.
Will your body be ready for us?
No, Johns. We're coming.
When I selected the first option, however, there was one used file, the third one, but Mario's face wasn't on the file. Rather, the picture was the extremely demonic Yoshi from the Loco. Was it really demonic?
Nor was it extremely demonic.
Yeah, it's just bleeding.
From his chin.
Yeah. There was one available file, the first one.
What? They said there was one used file out of three. But there's only one available file.
And the second file was simply grayed out, with the words, "not enough memory space to proceed," written over it.
You know, if I had, looked 1 inch to the right, I would have seen reference to the second file that I was just complaining about.
But yeah, the story's better written than you think, Anthony. Reggie's a little sharper than you give him credit for. I simply ignored this and decided to check out what progress the third file had on it.
You know, if I just bought, a brand new memory card, I'd be so confused.
Well, the 3DS doesn't do memory cards.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, no, it has, memory in the system.
Yeah, but it's also got an external slot for an SD card.
I didn't know that.
Learned something new.
To my surprise, the guy had already 100% completed the game.
Pro gamer.
And he'd collected several million coins, something I'd somehow missed at the main menu. One thing I did wonder was, how in the world could he have collected 4.5 million coins in just a few hours? The game couldn't possibly have given the player that many coins, and the game couldn't possibly be that easy to 100%. He'd either use Game Shark or Live Action Replay or something. But Live Action Replay?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Is that when you press rewind on something that's live action?
I think he meant to say action replay, but got confused with live-action role-playing.
What a dude.
Or he was extremely hardcore Mario fan. Most likely the first, though.
Because no one is as hardcore a fan as Reggie.
He was in the Star World. I touched the World 1 icon on the touchscreen and found myself being teleported to the new Super Mario Bros. Wii World map. This didn't really bother me that much, except for the fact that the fortress looked like the new Super Mario Bros. Wii one, as opposed to the new Super Mario Bros. One, and the one I'd seen in the Star World. I entered the first level and played through it.
What kind of memory does this guy have?
It played through just as it had in the various videos I'd seen on YouTube, but with different graphics. The question marks on the blocks were written in blood, as it appeared. And whenever I stomped on a Goomba or burned a Koopa, there would be a small blood stain on the screen where the enemy was. I beat the level with 2 star coins, 666 coins, and 333 seconds
remaining. Okay, you gotta try to do it like that.
By the way, 2 divided into 666 is 333.
No!
He just nakedly insulted our intelligence by... Because, that's actually in the story.
Did not see that coming.
Right then, a message box popped up and read, "You should have stopped sooner. It is too late now."
He literally finished one level.
The next part is when I decided this was either a hacked copy
or
a haunted copy.
Now it's when he decided.
I re-entered 1-1 to find the 3rd star coin, but all I found was the fact that the level was just an ocean of blood now. When I reached the midpoint in the... is that like a water level, but with red?
It's a water level now.
The picture of the abused Yoshi showed up on screen.
No, he's extremely demonic, not abused.
I had 3D on, so I was scared half to death. I used to be a huge fan of Yoshi, but starting then, I wasn't quite so much anymore. That's how it's written.
Yep.
When the picture disappeared from the screen, my player was gone. And in his place, in Mario's place, was Yoshi, pleased as though he had just finished eating Mario.
How would you know that?
And my proof that he did it?
Oh.
I lost a life. I appeared on the world map, but now I wasn't just Mario anymore. Now I was a neglected version of Mario, just like Yoshi. Mario's eyeballs were bloodshot, and blood was dripping from his chin.
Remember the neglected Mario characters?
I was just thinking of that. I concluded here that the demon had passed from person to person as the demonic person murdered another, so Yoshi was presumably perfectly fine now. I proceeded through the level, although it wasn't me that was controlling it, it was Mario himself. Or rather, Oiram was controlling himself.
And he typed in the pronunciation. Oiram.
Oh, it gets worse.
Ah, jeez.
I called him Oiram since Oiram was Mario backwards.
Oh.
And since he wasn't really Mario anymore, really just a backwards twisted version of himself. Therefore, the demonic Yoshi was really Isoi.
I'm gonna win.
When Oiram reached the end of the level, he grabbed the top of the flagpole, but rather than gaining a life, he lost one.
How do you know that's not what happened? Why does it have to be that Yoshi ate you?
Princess Peach was behind the flagpole. She was overjoyed to see Mario, as she was stranded there. She didn't know it was really Oiram. A picture of Oiram appeared on the screen for the same amount of time as the picture of Isoi did. When it was gone, Princess Peach was laying on the ground, dead, and over her was a demon, ripping her apart bit by bit.
Now, is this like a demon from Doom? Because they're very unspecific so far.
This already has more of a storyline than the actual New Super Mario Bros. 2.
Oh, see, in a shocking twist of events, Bowser kidnaps Princess Peach.
Oh, you brought that one back. I looked away for roughly 2 minutes here.
What, do you look at a clock?
Yeah. I'm just getting flashbacks to Sonic EXE. I did that one by myself, but that was just all over the place in that one.
Specifically 2 minutes.
Yeah, like a lot of specific times. So, there were no details for these 2 minutes, but I'm sure you wouldn't want to hear them anyways.
Au contraire.
Yeah. Oiram was standing perfectly still, content with himself. He suddenly collapsed and dissolved into air. The demon crawled into Princess Peach. Her final words were, "Mario, how could you?" She finally was taken over by the demon and was now Hikayup Seknerp. Princess Peach backwards.
Oh, what? No! Not Princess Peach! Okay, yeah, it's backwards. Be more creative, dude. Like,
this name is, like, so cumbersome.
Okay, up Seknerp? Seknerp? What? That doesn't sound, like, intimidating at all. Like, there's a basis for some real creativity here, but this dude's, like, botching it.
Okay, up Seknerp? That sounds like a Warhammer 40,000 god or something.
This dude's trying to sound like edgy and anime, but it's just coming off as like 2-year-old found a crayon.
This was at the first point I considered giving up on the game, but curiosity killed the cat, didn't it? Or in this case, curiosity killed everyone. Curiosity is a dangerous, dangerous thing.
The satisfaction brought it back.
You know, I always thought the phrase worked better without that last part.
Yeah, but it's still part of the phrase.
I don't know. Sometimes phrases change, kind of like blood and water.
For anyone that doesn't know, blood is thicker than water. Comes from the blood of the womb. No, wait. The
blood
of the
covenant is...
The blood of the pack is thicker than the water of the womb.
Yeah.
Meaning that...
The opposite.
The people that you choose to be your family are closer to you through actual bonds rather than just your family who happens to know you. Hey, brother. How's it going?
Yeah. So, I hope you enjoyed that little history lesson in the middle of the creepypasta. At this point, I gave up on the first level and decided... You were still in the first level? And decided to move on to the second.
Yeah, what about the... Oh, yeah, because he tried to find the third coin, but it was like a water level.
Oh, yeah. In World 1-2, Mario was back to normal. He was Mario, not Oiram. I started to move. After moving about 8 tiles, Hikayup Seknerp appeared at the start of the level.
I'm so glad you committed that to memory, because I would be so lost just seeing this train wreck of letters.
Yeah. I'm a little upset at how easy it comes to me.
How do you know it was 8 tiles? Like, how do you count that, just being a pedestrian Mario player? Oh, wait. He's got encyclopedic knowledge of the maps and the fortresses of all of the new soups.
He appeared at the start of the level, where Mario had been just milliseconds before.
Did you time it?
Kaop Seknerp started chasing Mario, but she was running at an extremely fast pace, and it all happened so fast, I barely had any time to react.
Was it fast or was it fast?
By the time I reacted, about a half second later, she was already only 3 tiles behind Mario. I started to run at full speed, but Hakeup Seknerp was running a bit faster. Mario came out of the pipe, and Hakeup...
No, Mario came out the pipe.
Oh. And Hakeup had entered it. Mario ran past the first group of blicks.
Nice.
Bricks!
Nice.
But Hakeup had been under the last one. The stressful chase went on throughout the first half of the level until Hakeup had finally caught up with Mario. Mario was knocked down as Hakeup dug into Mario's stomach.
What?
Naturally, I looked away for about 3 minutes. Then I looked through my fingers to see if it was over, and it was.
What kind of, you cover the screen? Like, why?
Oirum was back, but he lay on the ground, fainted. No sign of Mario or Hakeup Seknerp, but Princess Peach was there, looking over the knocked-out Oirum. You write that as if you don't know where Peach came from. Like, I know you want to assert that their backwards counterparts are different people, but come on.
Like, as far as we know, they look exactly the same, right?
Well, probably bloodier, but, yeah. She started to reach out to help Oirum, but she thought twice and backed away. She quickly turned around and broke into a sprint until she found help. Yoshi was underneath a group of bricks toward the beginning of the level, and Yoshi was running to the right as if he was chasing Hakeup Seknerp and Mario, trying to see what was happening. So this was around the point where not only did I stop reading when I tried to do this by myself, but it's also when our recording started to mess up.
It's cursed! It's real! Hakeup Seknerp is off after us!
Darn you, Reggie!
I have really struggled saying that name.
I'm proud of you. So where are we now? Oh yeah,
trying to see.
Princess Peach told Yoshi what was going on. Yoshi needed to go back above ground to get to where Shelter was. Yoshi agreed to help Peach and allowed Peach to ride him to safety. Yoshi flutter jumped up to the pipe that entered the level, and they entered it. By the way, Yoshi isn't in this game at all.
New Soup 2, really?
Yeah. Being above ground was no better, though, as everything was now flooded with a sea of blood as well as the first level. I'd like to insert here that although I considered at least 20 times in this minute of the game to simply rip out the game cartridge, throw it to the ground, stomp on it for at least 3.5 hours, I didn't, because I knew I needed to finish this game if I wasn't going to have nightmares for a week until I committed suicide.
What the...
So I kept playing.
Okay, 20 times in 1 minute, that's every 2 seconds, 3 seconds... And then specifically 3.5, not 3 hours and 20 minutes, 3.5 hours. How do you, your leg would get tired, dude. And like, that's, those things are built to be, I can't.
Well, he's making a statement.
I'm going to have nightmares until I commit suicide.
Ugh.
That got really not okay really quickly.
Yeah, these creepypastas really like to overstate how traumatic these games are.
Really drive home the self-harm.
Like, I played that viral game, Doki Doki Literature Club, because all my friends were talking about it.
It's a really good one, isn't it?
I played it, and like, as soon as the game got haunted, I was just like, nope.
Exactly! That's what a normal person does. You're like, cursed? Okay, not for me.
I mean, I might have thought about having a nightmare or something, but I didn't immediately...
You considered having a nightmare?
Yeah, I thought about it. I needed room in my schedule for it. So anyway, let's get back to the story. Yoshi flutter jumped over the entire level as if it was no problem. At the end, Yoshi and Peach grabbed onto the flagpole, as you would expect, and slid down, pulling the Bowser flag down, putting up another flag in its place.
As one does.
However, this flag didn't have a Mario, Luigi, or Princess Peach symbol. The flag bore the symbol of the demon who had been taking control of everyone's bodies.
I expected the blood whistle to be on the flag.
At the end of the level complete animation, Princess Peach and Yoshi were struck to the ground by none other than Oiram. Oiram started ripping Yoshi and Peach apart again. Mind told me to look away again. But
what are they, totally defenseless? Like, he's just a dude with some fists and a stomp.
For some reason, I couldn't do it. I don't know why at all, but I could control my eyes to look around the screen, but it was almost as if there's an invisible barrier preventing me from looking beyond it. I just couldn't bring myself to look away. Either way, I'm not telling you what it looked like because
I lack the creativity to describe something like that.
Yeah, okay. After Oiram ripped Yoshi and Peach apart, Oiram dissolved in the air and Peach and Yoshi mutated into Hakeops, Seknerp, and Esoy.
So now there's two Hakeops and two Oirams.
No. Oiram dissolved into the air. Now there's just a Hakeop and an Esoy.
What about the old Hakeop?
She turned into Peach as soon as she mauled Mario. This is basically Demon Hot Potato.
Oh, and they gotta, like, myrtleate somebody to restore their quote-unquote humanity.
Yeah. I'm not kidding either. Like, that's not just how the rules of demon-ness works. This is just the plot. It's just Demon Hot Potato.
We're getting hard into the Esoy lore, people. I don't know if you're ready for this.
For some reason, I thought you said esports.
Esports.
Alright, we're back. Games done quickly for Esoy.
Dude. Commentating at GDQ.
Save the demons.
We'd probably be on the couch.
We have a donation from the guy who wrote this. We have a donation from Reggie. He has exactly $3.2 for every minute he couldn't look away from the screen.
He's exactly $333, and we'll double it as soon as we figure out what the total of that would be.
I hadn't noticed that they'd mutated into the demonic versions before, only that they had been replaced by them. What?
I think we...
Oh, because he looked away, he thought that they were replaced with the demon versions and didn't just become them? I just used context clues and figured, oh, they're transforming.
What adult covers the screen of a video game if something you don't like is happening? Just complain to the game devs. Like, go on Twitter like everyone else.
After this level, the world map switched back from the New Super Mario Bros. Wii World 1 map to the regular New Super Mario Bros. 2 World 1 map displayed in the YouTube videos.
Okay, I was gonna want to know how does he watch videos on this if it's day one?
Advanced
copies, yeah. But yeah, I was gonna ask how he knew what the map looked like.
Yeah. This was where the game got somewhat normal for a little while. Through the rest of World 1 and all of Worlds 2 and 3, you'd occasionally get a text box saying that Esoy and Hakeop Seknerp were coming for Mario. The text box didn't actually call them that, but it did say something along the lines of them coming for Mario.
Notice he hasn't replayed a level to go for full completion since Level 1.
Once I arrived in World 4-1, however, it was worse than the first two levels. I like how he just was able to just go through Worlds 2 and 3 without any problems at all.
Well, if he puts the game down, he's gonna have nightmares until he does a hero. Becomes unhero.
Level was exactly like the Cheese Bridge area from Super Mario World, other than the graphics, which were normal to this game. At the time, I had no clue as to whether or not it was supposed to be like this, since I hadn't seen any videos of World 4-1 yet.
This is a pro gamer, if I've ever seen one. He knew about Cheese Bridge.
The creepiest part of it was that the bridge had a few blood stains here and there.
Of course.
It was actually just copies of Bloodstained Ritual of the Night.
Yes.
As I progressed through the level, the blood stains grew more and more common until I reached the end of the level, and I met Igarashi there. By that point, the bridge tiles were completely red with blood, and I found Esoy and Hakeop Seknerp ripping apart Luigi. They finished Luigi off and looked up to see Mario. They started chasing him. Mario started running backwards of the level as Luigi mutated into...
Oh, jeez.
Igiwool.
Ugh.
Igiwool. Igiwool, Esoy, and Hakeop Seknerp chased Mario back... Is that the name of the Spanish, German, and Latin demons from the other story?
I feel like this is setting up to be like a really terrible like palindrome.
They chased Mario backwards through the level until Mario got to a good place to attempt to jump over the three of the demon characters. Unfortunately, by the time Mario started to jump, the three had snuck struck Mario down and started to tear him apart. This is where the game got really weird. Apparently...
This is where it got weird.
Apparently Bowser had heard about what was going on and decided no one was allowed to defeat Mario.
Like... Rezwob.
Yeah, we're coming up to Rezwob, I can feel it. No one is allowed to defeat Mario except for him. Yeah, like that's gonna happen.
Bro, you just saw Mario get murdered like 8 times.
Yeah, don't get sassy about Bowser's capabilities now.
See, Bowser will just lightly bully Mario. His friends will actually, like, tear out his intestines.
Well, you know what they say, Anthony, with friends like these.
Right.
So Bowser decided to come whoop the demonic characters. Bowser fought off Eejiol, Esoy, and Hekaiopsechnerp until they just left for a while. Bowser helped Mario up and kicked him in past the next... He kicked him past the next few levels?
Very Mario Party.
The level was exited, and I was taken to the world map as Mario flew past a few levels to World 4-5. In this stage, my character started on top of a rather high cliff. I jumped off of it... Should be jumped off it. To find the rest of the level below the screen.
Below...
To the right, there was an entrance to an underground tunnel. I tried continuing to the right above ground, but the screen wouldn't scroll any further, so I decided to enter it. Once in the tunnel, I ran further to the right for almost 10 minutes. Eventually, Mario ran into Eejiol, sitting there, ripping out Bowser's inside story. So I, of course, covered my eyes.
Same reference, dude. But, like, okay... some video games really do make you wait 10 minutes, like that one ending of Undertale. That's a long time. Like, was anything happening? Like, if you're just running in one place, you're likely to think that maybe you're just, like, glitched into one spot. He held down that button for 10 minutes just to see if something, like, this guy's really optimistic.
Or he's really curious, and as we all know, curiosity killed everyone.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so he's beating up Bowser and,
No, he's ripping out his insides.
Oh, yeah, and, Rezwob. Now he's replaced...
Oh, I guessed what that would be.
Oh, you just guessed?
I guessed. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were reading ahead.
No.
At this point, I thought to myself, wow, Rezwob has a striking resemblance to Reznor.
Ronzer?
By this point, I had thought I put the pieces together, and I now believe that the return of Reznor to the Mario series had caused all this!
What?
I did a speed run through all the levels up to the next level with a Reznor boss fight in it, and prepared for the worst.
Have you ever tried to speed run a brand new game? Like, blind? It's impossible.
Can we just focus on the fact that because of the name that the player had personally assigned to the bloody version of Bowser, that somehow put all the pieces in place, and this entire demon conspiracy got to be pinned onto the rhinoceroses that are on the Ferris wheel?
Well, it gets a lot less surprising when you remember that Reggie wrote this.
Oh, yeah, he must know something about Mario lore that we don't.
Well, of course, he hired Bowser, for goodness sake.
Once I arrived at the boss fight, I was Fire Mario, and I had a leaf in my reserve.
Ooh.
Reznor made his regular roaring sound, but this time a message box popped up, and that read,
ROAR!
You have been foolish to try to defeat me, Matthew.
What the...
I am sorry to do this, but your life must end. It's a shame that one such as yourself will perish soon after you. And another, and another, and another.
Another one. And another one.
And the next day. And the next day. And
destroy
the next day.
Destroy us all.
How do you know my name? I muttered.
It's saved in your DS.
And what makes you think you have the authority or the ability to end my life?
Authority.
I'd think back now and feel foolish for talking to a video game, but it actually responded. How do I know? Okay, first of all, which dinosaur is talking? Because there's four of them.
The one on the right.
How do I know your name, you ask? The answer to that is simple. You've muttered your name in your sleep many times, Matthew.
He hasn't slept since he started the game. Or is it, like, the DS?
I don't know.
That was recording him.
It doesn't matter if I have the authority to kill you, Matthew, and I don't have to have the ability to kill my enemy. I only have to have a weak enemy. Yeah, I responded, and it's too bad you're about to get owned once and for all.
Pro gamer moment.
The text box stopped popping up, and the boss fight began. The platforms the Reznors were on were spinning quite a bit faster than they were in the other Reznor battles.
It's like very, very slightly faster. Yeah.
And the Reznors were throwing fireballs an awful lot faster than before. Oh, you poor author, you're trying to make this fight seem so intimidating, but Reznor is generally agreed upon to be one of the easiest Mario bosses of all time.
No, that's Bowser. Oh! Sorry.
No, I was trying to find my place. But I still managed to defeat them all, one by one. I hit the block underneath the first Reznor. Mario lost his Fire Flower.
What?
I defeated the second Reznor. He shrank down to small Mario. I pulled out my leaf for the next two Reznors. As I did so, a picture of Isoy and Hekeop
Cirknorp
lying on the ground as the demons possessing them started to get weaker. The demons were controlled by the Reznors. Every time I defeated a Reznor, Mario lost a power-up. So after defeating two more, Mario had no power-ups left. He couldn't continue with the boss fight. A message popped up. I'm afraid it has to end, Matthew. Give up to the devil and accept your fate. What is this, Cuphead? You cannot argue with your destiny, Matthew.
Mario pulls out a Bible.
Yeah, I can't, which is why I'm glad this isn't it.
This is so anime.
The message box disappeared and a picture popped up. The demons possessing Peach and Yoshi had died. Yoshi and Peach were starting to get up. As they did, they cheered Mario on and Peach said, "Don't worry, Mario, we can do it if we work together." This is Undertale now.
Oh, jeez.
Princess Peach and Yoshi suddenly ran onto the screen. Princess Peach gave Mario another leaf, and I continued to fight the... How many Reznors are there? There's like four. You already...
16, specifically.
Yeah. No, there are 333 of them.
But there's four of each, so it's 666 twice.
Yoshi hopped up onto the platforms, he stuck his tongue out, and ate two of the Reznors. Mario hit the block under another one, and there was one left. There's one more to go. I see how it is, the last Reznor said. You think you have beaten me, but... Wait, where's Wezwob and Egil?
Rezwob.
You think you have beaten me, but you haven't. This isn't the end. No, it isn't. Not for me. I'm sorry to do this, but your life must end, I said, cleverly repeating what he'd said just moments earlier. Way to pat yourself on the back. I hit the B button, and Mario jumped.
I hit the A button. Mario jumped again.
Defeating Reznor once and for all, killing the demons possessing Luigi and Bowser. This isn't the end, Reznor whispered as he faded away. The level ended, and I said, yes, it is. After this, I played the game perfectly normally, and World 4-1 was no longer the cheese bridge area from Super Mario World. I never saw Yoshi again in the game, so I assumed that he wasn't supposed to be in the game to begin with. After all these years, I was looking through my closet for things to sell at a garage sale to get some extra money. Okay, so now we're caught up to 2020. When I came across the cartridge for this, I decided to see what I'd done on it, as I couldn't really remember what my progress... How do you...
considered suicide and you just forgot about it?
How do you forget this game? After all it did to you? Or...
Who hurt you?
I popped it into my 3DS and clicked on the third file. I noticed that only the progress I'd made was still there, as I remembered that I'd been playing on the previous owner's file, which was 100%. I went through the worlds to check which star coins were missing, only to find that I was only missing one star coin. The third one, from World 1-1.
Chekhov's gun.
I went back to 1-1 a few times until I found the third star coin. Okay, it can't be that hard to find. Dude, it's the first level.
Just pull out your phone. Where's the third star coin?
There's got to be several more YouTube videos now that you
can... He watched all of those videos. He specifically pointed that out.
I finally collected it, and my console suddenly shut off. I tried rebooting it a few times, but it never turned on. I tried plugging it into the charger, but it still refused. I tried a few different things until I finally decided my 3DS was broken. The game's been much fun to play, but since my 3DS recently broke, the game has been rendered useless. Because of this, I've decided to sell it, as well as many other things, in the garage sale. The reason I'm typing this is so that the next person to play this knows about the creepy things of this game, and knows not to go back to see what the third file has completed on it.
Wouldn't you just, like, slap a link to this creepypasta in the game? Like, hey, go to this website. Don't play this game. You'll want to stomp on it for 3.5 hours.
This is where I conclude the tale, as I have nothing left. If you want more, I'm sorry, but I no longer own that copy of the game, and have no records of who bought it. Never forget to beware of Reznor. Never forget. The end.
I am... whelmed.
So, that was Esoy.
Still going? Oh, yeah, it is. Esoy. Okay. So, good creepypasta or best creepypasta?
Well, I mean, I don't know. After a Blood Whistle, it's got some stiff competition.
For real, though.
Yeah, this was just annoying.
That was a chore to get through.
Yeah, it really was. Like I mentioned, I tried to do it on my own, and I just got way too bored.
Like, the repetition. I went to GameStop. I bought it at GameStop. I returned it to GameStop. I brought it back to GameStop.
All the backwards names were just really hard to read. I'm surprised we didn't stumble over Hakeup Seknert more.
He should have returned it to Potsagam. Emag. Potsamag.
None of it was scary. It just devolved into some kind of weird, cheesy action scene against the weakest Mario boss known to man.
It's like he saw one episode of Dragon Ball Z and was like, I want to make a scene like that! And tried, but he fell flat.
Yeah.
To put it lightly. Sorry, Reggie. Bone up on your English before you get good, you know?
Oh, you know, he probably wrote this as, like, a parody, you know? Like, he actually wrote War and Peace on his other account.
There's actually, like, one cartridge out there, and this guy's, like, telling the absolute truth.
Yeah. We were the fools all along.
And here we are, just clowning on him. And he's like, guys, I mean it!
Oh, that was fun. It was good to finally get that one off the bucket list.
I don't want to know how sad and depressing your bucket list is if this is on it.
Well, I was going to say podcast bucket list, but I decided that sounded even lamer.
I want to read Esoy.
Look, I just woke up today and I thought, you know what? Esoy.
Today's the day. Got my popcorn. Got my copy of New Soup 2.
I was thinking about it all day at work. I was like, gotta read Esoy today.
And I was like, oh, what cool game are we gonna talk about on the VidCast today? But bring me this crap. But for real, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's always fun. But now I'm out of things to have to read to you.
Oh, I'm sure that the internet will not be in short supply of things for us to read.
Oh yeah, well, there'll be something sooner or later. Alright, well, if you liked all that, be sure to follow the BitCast. I've done other episodes in the recent past on other creepypastas. We read Blood Whistle together, so if you just go to the Podcast One's website or their app and just kind of scroll down through the BitCast episodes, you'll find it before long, considering this was the latest episode we're doing right now. Though, like, if you're listening to this in the future, it'll be a little more of a dig, but...
Don't listen to this in the future. You have to listen to it as we're recording it. There's no one else in here.
Yeah.
Time travelers just instantly let us down.
Yeah.
You have no time traveling fans. How's that feel?
I've always offended the time traveling demographic. They canceled me, Anthony.
Oh, dang. What'd you do?
I don't know. It's in the future.
I traveled at a rate of 1 second per second.
And Sonic told me I was too slow. Oh, jeez. Sonic has always been trying to undermine my podcast ever since I read Sonic EXE.
I don't blame him.
It never helped that Eggman was always my favorite character.
Well, like, he's trying to put all their heads on bikes, and you're like, who does that?
So we're just rambling at this point.
Yeah, we should probably...
Yeah, BitCast is on Twitter, so follow it there if you want to hear more. Do you have any plugs or anything?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram as Tony the Taco Dude with underscores between the words. I post pictures of my fat cat.
All right. Hopefully it doesn't turn into a fat tack.
Oh, jeez.
All right. See you on the next one. Thanks for listening.
Later.
Listen to BitCast anytime on podcast1.com and on the Podcast One app.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
My name is Mary Loy, and I'm a welding major and a Marine. I chose Columbus State. Columbus State was an affordable way for me to try out different fields and find a career that I was excited about. 1 week into my first welding class, I fell in love with welding. It's in every building, every bridge, and every roadway that you drive on. I chose Columbus State. Now, I've found my niche in an industry that's shaping the skyline of Columbus.